Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldfarb, dictating an endoscopy report. I'm Susan Barker, date of birth 8/14/1952, date of procedure April 25th, 2024. Physicians, Dr. Evgenia Goldfarb, your referring physician, Dr. Fleischman. Procedure performed is esophagogastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and cold snare polypectomy, as well as colonoscopy with hot snare polypectomy and cold snare polypectomy and cold biopsy. Polypectomy as well as cold biopsies. Indication is FOBD positive stools. Description, procedure, and form concern of the pain period. Possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as possibility of missing a lesion, such as malignancy, will explain to the patient. Patient's breath and endoscopy suite, place in left lateral position. Sedation for anesthesia service with moderate anesthesia. Keep rate of all lubricated and sedio gastroscope is introduced into the esophagus and advanced into direction to second portion of the duodenum period. Careful examination made of the duodenum above second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G junction, esophagus, or retroflex use, obtain a cardioperiate air resection from the stomach before duodenoscope. Patient is in turnaround in left lateral position as a direct exam is normal period of all the radial and posterior colonoscope is introduced to direct some advance in the direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of appendicil or basilicecal valve and confluence with Holt's period. Careful examination made of the cecum, basilicecal valve, synecdoche, hepatic flexure, transcecum, splenic flexure, desynecdoche, single colon, and the rectum period. Retroflex 2 is obtained of the rectum period. Boston back prep score is graded as a one dash two dash two, comma, overall five, comma, poor prep. Patients had a procedure well without any complications. Findings that upper endoscopy, the Z line, the proximal metastatic appeared unremarkable. Next line, the Z line was regular at 33 centimeters from the bed. Next line, there was approximately 3 to 4 centimeter sliding hiatal hernia. Next line, there was evidence of patchy gastric erythema. Common biopsies were obtained in the interim body for histology and throughout H. pylori. Next line, there was evidence of multiple gastric polyps in the fundus and the body. Comma, six were slightly larger than the rest, approximately 8 to 10 millimeters in size and removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence of duodenal bulb nodularity. Common biopsies were obtained for further evaluation and histology. Next line, otherwise, an unremarkable duodenum to T2 portion. Next line, at colonoscopy. Next line, poor prep. Boston Bob prep score is greater than 5, 1-2-2. Next line, there was an approximately 15 millimeter sessile fecal polyp removed with hot snare polypectomy. A hemoclip was deployed over the defect with good hemostasis achieved. Next line, there was an approximately 15 millimeter hepatic flexure sessile polyp removed with hot snare polypectomy. My hemoclip was deployed over the defect for good hemostasis. Next line, there was an approximately 10 millimeter hepatic flexure sessile polyp removed cold snare polypectomy. Next line, at 65 centimeters from the anal verge, there was an approximately 3 centimeter semipedunculate thick stalk polyp, polypoid lesion that was cold biopsied for histology. Given its thick stalk nature as well as easy bleeding just with polyp with cold biopsy, decision was made to not remove at this time. Next line, at 35 centimeters. From the anal verge in the sigmoid, there was evidence in approximately 10 millimeter erythematous polyp that was removed with hot snare polypectomy. Next line, there was a approximately 5 millimeter sigmoid colon sessile polyp with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion that were non-bleeding. Next line. plan follow biopsy pathology. Next line, depending on polyp pathology, in the stomach, will likely need repeat EGD in 6 months for reevaluation. Next line, recommend referral to CARE for removal of the larger 3-centimeter semipedunculated thick stalk polyp noted at 65 centimeters from the anal verge. Next line, follow-up analysis previously scheduled. Next line, we'll decide recommended screening interval following EMR of polyp at care. Next line, follow-up analysis previously scheduled. Thank you.